Well, I put all of it on my American Express with religiously. And now I put other things on that as well, so it's not all. But I know the line. I know what I spend on that, and I can pretty much, you know, rule out the groceries and other stuff I put on there pretty quickly, and probably come to a conclusion. But quite a bit. You know, it's just Andrea and I, and she don't eat nothing. She eats like about three things, and you know, I just got to keep bread, peanut butter, and jelly in the house, and it's like, you know. Is very difficult, but I mean, there are some things, I'm kidding, but, you know, I eat out probably about twice as often as her, and a lot, but I'll tell you what, I don't spend hardly squat in groceries, right, so between eating out and leftovers, you know, I'm usually either eating out or eating something that I, you know, cleaning up leftovers, and I can live with it, so... I mean, not always. Usually when I do something, I go pretty simple. And I think like last night, I just opened up a can of stew, you know, whatever that, Denny Moore, you know, can of stew. And I did that with a toasted bagel. I spice it up a little bit with my own. You know what's really good is, I am going down some rabbit holes here, huh? But I get that from Einstein's. I get that everything bagel topping. And I put that in a lot of things, and I sprinkle that in my Denny Moore's stew, and it next levels it. But I digress. Break.
Go ahead, break.
WAGIO, Rochester Bend. Did I hear that Hippo Dog is open again?
God,
hey,
I wish,
AZ,
but no.
AZ,
no, I went
no,
to
we
La
were
Puma.
Talking about La Puma. Hot dogs in downtown Rochester.
Roger, roger. Okay, yeah, so Tony LaPuma and I are both on the DDA together. I'm the chairman, he's the vice chair, so I see Tony a lot. But I just caught the tail end of the conversation. I was like, oh, man, don't tell me Hippo Dog's open again. I was kind of, it's blasphemy to tell Tony about that. But, yeah, no, good stuff. But, yeah, that one hurt because it's by my office.
Yeah, Hippo Dog's was really good if you talk about the one kind of in South Troy, maybe it was like 15 Mile in Livernois or over that area. Yeah, I used to go there a lot with work. Yeah, I love La Puma, and Tony's a great guy, obviously. He's keeping that La Puma shack the way it should be. I love it. So thanks for breaking in there. And Sean, I didn't know about the everything seasoning. That's a great food hack. I might have to get a bottle of that stuff. Go ahead, Sean.